We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us this morning as, football's got somebody knocking on the door with them. Miami Heat going to camp after a 50-day vacation since they're in that Orlando bubble, almost winning a championship. And now getting ready to start it back up. By the way, I was just thinking this. Every time I think of their camp, does Riley and Spo go a little soft on the body fat and the weight?
It's a good question to ask, but I still think it's going to be kind of a drill sergeant mentality once you get there. Maybe the first couple days you get in there and you get your kind of feet wet in practice. But after that, you know what it's like there, Joe. Do they really take it easy, even though it's only been a couple weeks basically off or a month and change? I still think it's the same mentality they always go into every camp with, and every guy kind of knows that. Maybe the newer guys will learn quickly, but the old, you're telling me guys like UD and that don't know that you have to be in the best physical shape of your life when you get into the camp.
The one guy you don't have to worry about is UD.
Right.
Like, Udonis Haslam is, like, he's the only guy that gets older, his body looks better. Like, he just absolutely cut. So I'm not worried about that, but I just wondered, if, like, I was thinking, like, all right, we know how he humiliates players, like the two guys last year that were Waiters and Johnson were absolutely like, you flunked, your body fat was too high and you guys are a little over your weight. He doesn't just say, just go work out. He makes you leave. Like, you got to get away from the team. Like, you get humiliated to the point, like, wherever we are. If we're in Boca, your ass got to go back to Miami and work out on your own. And we don't want to see you at our facility. So just get back in shape wherever. We're going to find out how much you want it. Right? I mean, he just, like, everybody knows. It's not some little private thing. It's like, nope. We have one serious rule, man. It's body fat and weight. And you didn't cut it. You've known about it. Everybody knows it's part of the Heat culture. Matter of fact, when the Heat culture was written, it says body fat and weight, very important. So I was just kind of wondering. I don't know how much they give on this. Probably not a whole lot just because they didn't get the full off season.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that much, Joe. If they do give up a little bit, they give up a little bit just in the beginning. But, you know, once they get started, once they're really into it, even if that's 3 or 4 days into it, all of a sudden it starts to get, you know, drill sergeant mentality. And that's the way they've been doing it for years. It's not like anything has changed. Nothing has changed since Pat Riley was doing these camps. And Eric Spoelstra just took the realm and just went forward with it, and look what it's done. It's exactly what you said before. That Heat culture thing is exactly this. This is the start of everything from the season, is to come in, be in shape, always be in shape. And when you're not in shape, don't come around the team.
Oh, no, you don't have to worry. He doesn't say don't. He says leave.
Right.
Like, you're out. Go. Go away. Here's your rules. We don't want to see you around here. I don't want to see any of the players. You know, the players call, like, hey, man, I know it's a little harsh. That's the way they do it here. It's part of the Heat culture. So just get your weight back down. But you saw how it worked out for both those guys. They got shipped off. This Eastern Conference, man, is going to be really, really fun. Everybody, Milwaukee's thinking, all right, we got a nice team. Brooklyn, Kevin Durant's going to be in the East now. Boston comes back with their big three. We'll see what they can do. Toronto, always a good team. Lost a key piece, though. And the Philadelphia 76ers went out and got some shooters. And Atlanta, same thing. By the way, I almost forgot about Atlanta. They have two really nice pickups. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Eastern Conference is going to look like. And I'll say this again. I would not be surprised in the 72-game schedule if the Miami Heat don't end up with the best record as the number one seed. I don't think it would surprise anybody. I know right now a lot of people have them at 3 or 4 again. I would not be surprised to see the Miami Heat as the number one seed coming back with that same core of guys that got them through the bubble into the finals. I just think the growth of some of those guys, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson shoots like he did last year, Jimmy and Bam, Dragon healthy, and then the other guys they picked up, including their rookie that everybody's just raved about, Precious. Can't wait to see what it's going to look like, man. Yep. It's going to be fun. It starts December 22nd. Season starts right back up, 72 games, and let's go. I love the NBA. I thought it was great in the bubble. Didn't care about all the political stuff that upset some people. Just like watching basketball, man. It was great therapy, especially the way the Heat played. Just really was fun to watch.
I do think the Eastern Conference is going to look a little bit different this year because I do think you're bringing in a top-tier team in Brooklyn who made the playoffs without basically those guys last year. And I do think, honestly, Atlanta's a playoff team this year. Bogdanovich and Gallinari are alongside Trae Young. Like, that team is going to be a lot better than it was last year. So there's going to be one or two teams, I think, that slip out of the playoffs, with Atlanta probably coming in and taking one of those 8 seeds or with the play in one of those 9 or 10 seeds at least at the worst. But I do think Brooklyn has now, if they stay healthy and it's Kyrie and it's Durant, they're a top 3, top 4 seed no matter what.
That team's got a lot of support, man. Yeah. That team's got some players that, by the way, because those two didn't play last year, a lot of guys got to be the 1 and 2 guys and frontline guys. I wouldn't be in a hurry to go get rid of those guys. I think I'd run it back with that group and see what you can do. That would be kind of fun.
It'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch. The only thing that it's a certainty this year is the Knicks will stink again. That's basically it.
There's a good chance that...
That's the only certainty I can tell you in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks will be looking for a top 5 pick again next year.
I'm going to tell you who else not going to be very good is you could put Michael Jordan's team.
Yeah, Charlotte's going to be bad too, right?
Not going to be very good with their new superstar that they have on that team. They paid all that money to.
And LaMelo Ball. Don't forget LaMelo's going to be passing the ball there. Right, yeah.
With that weird shot. You thought the old man would have taught him a normal jumper. One of them.
Any of the kids have a normal looking jumper?
I think maybe the one that didn't make it. The one kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember, they're all three going to play together, but one kid can't make it in the NBA. But the other two got strange shots, man. Strange shots. Mm. All right, so...
You excited to watch the Warriors, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see what they look like now. I, of course, know Klay Thompson for the season, but Steph and Draymond, the rookie there, Wiseman, like, they're going to be a fun team to watch, too. Isn't Wiggins still there, too, the kid they traded for? They've got a pretty good team out there, again. And Phoenix, too, with Chris Paul now. I think they're going to be fun, a lot more fun to watch, too.
You know, the bubble's over, by the way. Those games are going to be on at, like, midnight.
Well, it stinks. We won't be able to watch them, but yeah.
Well, watch
that was the nice thing about the bubble. All the games are nice and early.
It's a good point. Yeah. You're right.
It was.
We're not
going
to get those 140, you know, Heat games in the middle of the afternoon.
Those
anymore.
Games.
Yeah, I liked watching the Lakers and the Mavs and all those guys at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Luka. I liked watching Luka. I mean, how many times last year before the bubble did you watch like a Dallas game and get to see the
A lot of those
Luka
teams
game?
You did not get to see very many times if you live on the East. Unless you can stay up real late, but
yeah,
that was the nice thing about the bubble is getting to see a lot of those teams. Luka was maybe the most impressive out of all the players.
What?
Out of all the players out west, Joe, that I got a chance to watch, I thought Luka was just phenomenal.
There was a guy at Phoenix that was pretty damn good. But you're right. No
he's good. He's
right
a good
there.
Scorer. Devin Booker's a good scorer. I get that, but I just think overall Luka was the most the guy that really impressed me the most out of the players in the bubble I don't get a chance to watch a ton of during the year.
There were four for me. There was a guy from Denver and a guy from Salt Lake City just got a new contract that took their games to a whole new level. But that's part of what the bubble did, right?
Yeah.
It gave you a chance to go, I didn't think he was that good a player. Now I see why Denver and I see why Utah is so good. And so, hey.
By the way, sexy pick for MVP this year is Luka. If you look around all the experts.
Well, that's not shocking.
Yep. The sexy pick.
That's like, He's a triple double.
He's a machine, right?
Yeah, that's a no brainer. By the way, that's a slam dunk there. That he's going to be right there in it. But overall, best team when it's all said and done.
Ooh.
The team that just won it.
Yeah, they got better.
The team
Lakers
just
got better in the offseason. The
team that just won it is going to be a bitch to beat again at the end. What they did and the way they played in that last game was just a reminder. It was like, all right, enough. We're done. All right, enough. And they kept going and going like, all right, well, oh, this thing's over. All right. Hey, we got Jeff Darlington's going to join us coming up from ESPN, coming to Tampa Bay in the Kansas City game. He got to see a fun game to watch. We'll have him join us. Brian Baldinger is also going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll have him on this morning. We got lots and lots of stuff that's going on, including, if you didn't hear it, we're going to play it a little bit later on. Coach Flores was asked by Omar about the playoffs.
Playoffs,
exactly. Playoffs. And that was kind of his reaction, like, playoffs? We got to get by this next game, and you're talking playoffs? Yeah, it was kind of crazy. All right, we got to go to break here. We'll get back and talk to Jeff Darlington in just a moment. Oh, man. Oh, how are you doing out there? You've been home now 5-6 months. You find yourself tired. You've been stressed out. Zero sex drive. Well, if you have the zero sex drive and you're worried about how you're feeling these days and you haven't been the same in the bedroom for a long, long time, you're probably dealing with ED. And it's normal. As guys get in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, more than half of all men are dealing with ED. And guess what? It's not a big deal. You can take care of it and turn back the clock 20 or 30 years. I mean it. Health Gains, 20-plus years helping men. I've been going there for a while now, man, to get your sexual health back, feel good, get your sex drive back. So whenever you feel it, man, and you're having a great night, great date, or just want to do something you haven't done in a long time, thanks to Health Gains, you can get it back, and I mean quickly. And there's a lot of these places around. I always tell everybody, make sure you go to the right place, or it could be a really bad experience. I know Health Gains is professional. They're right here in South Florida. Their doctors are fantastic, and they got the perfect program for you, like the Gains Wave treatment, a 20-minute in-office, no shot, no blue pills treatment. 20 minutes, you get this treatment done, and you go home that night, and you're going, wow, I wonder what they were talking about, and then it hits you. It hits you. Later that night, you are going, wow, this is amazing. I want you to study the Gains Wave treatment, then I want you to call Health Gains because you're going to notice a big difference. Get your sex drive back. They got so many great programs. Everybody's treated like a VIP. That's what I like. Free consultation with their professionals and their doctors right here in South Florida. Save $250 off at Health Gains. Call 305-340-2282. Every program, they can get you going again, man. If you're dragging and no sex drive, you need Health Gains badly. 305-340-2282 or go to healthgains.com right here in South Florida. Let them turn back the clock. Get your sex drive back. Get it done today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to go around the NFL, talk some NFL with our buddy, Jeff Darlington from ESPN. Jeff, I believe, was at the Kansas City-Tampa Bay game over the weekend. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for a couple of minutes. We always appreciate it.
Zach, you sound a little tired. You okay, bud? We need to pick this thing up or what?
I thought that I came out screaming. What do you mean? I was screaming.
I don't know. I kind of felt like, I don't know. You seemed a little, like you seemed like you're going through the routine. We need to, I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to start that over. 3, 2, 1. Coming up next here on the show, I'm very excited to bring on Jeff Darlington from ESPN. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
That was much better. I love that. Much better. I came out to the garage because I'm loud when I do the radio, and my wife just looked out here like, what the hell is going on out here?
Yes, that's right. You tell her you're staying right here in South Florida, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, we're doing great, man. So every time I watch a big Tom Brady game, they lose. I'm just curious. Your take on Tom Brady right now, and then we'll get to the second part with Bruce Arians, who calls his ass out every time he doesn't play well.
Yeah. So it's really nuanced situation, and it's complicated from the standpoint that, like, yes, clearly, like, things are not quite aligned like they need to be. They've had some really good games, and they've flashed their potential at times this season, but they just don't seem to have the consistency, nor do they just seem to have, like, it just isn't clicking. And the question then becomes, when we hear Bruce Arians come out and sort of get what feels like pretty harsh criticism toward Tom in these press conferences, like, does that mean that there's a rift? From what I understand, from what I know, there really isn't. Like, they're okay with each other personally. Which, the thing that's weird to me that I don't understand is, like, Arians is coming out saying, like, Tom's calling all the plays. Like, that's not the way that Brady perceives this to be going right now. Like, it's not like this is Tom's offense. The deep balls are far more extensive than they ever have been in a Brady offense. He'd prefer to be using more tight ends, more running backs. So there is a clear disconnect. And until, like, I don't know if it just takes Arians and Tom getting in a room and communicating this out better, but until they get on the same page, whatever page that needs to be, whether Tom's or Bruce's, I just don't know how far this team can go.
Yeah, they got after pretty good on ESPN last night on this topic about Brady wanting to throw more of a short passing game like he's used to, and Arians is like, we got guys open deep, you got to throw it. He's not a very good deep ball thrower right now. So I was just wondering what your take was, on the...
Well, I mean, and I get that. Like, I get that people... I do think that there's a little bit of an overreaction, too, at times. Like, I think sometimes we hear Arians saying these things in public, and we're all inclined to be like, well, what the... You know, like Tom's got to be pissed at that. There's got to be a rift. And sometimes I think that we create the feelings of somebody based on what we think we would feel. Whereas Brady looks at this and says, the things that Arians is saying publicly are really not that harsh compared to what quarterbacks are used to hearing privately. So what Tom actually likes about Arians is that there really is no BS, and that it's kind of like, it's pretty chill behind the scenes. But to that point, I do completely understand. I think the issue is just not what people necessarily think it is. The issue is not some personality rift between Arians and Tom. The issue, which I guess to your point, maybe people on ESPN were saying, is that there just feels like there's this disconnect about what offense they should be running.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I want to stay with that game because I want to go to the other sideline. That was one hell of a first quarter to watch from Kansas City standpoint. It ended up being a great game or a good game to watch.
Isn't it crazy, by the way?
Right.
It's
I still can't believe it. Right, because I thought it was going to be like 50-0, right?
Yeah, because it felt, and even throughout the game, it felt like the Chiefs never really played bad, and it felt like the Bucs never really played good, and somehow it came down to basically like one of the last plays. It was a really, and it feels like, I mean, we're sitting here like, what the hell's going on with the Bucs? And rightfully so. At the same time, you look at the score of that game, and you're like, well, I mean, they only lost by three to the
didn't look
chance,
that bad.
You know?
Right, didn't. I love the comments after the game, because I think someone asked Bruce Arians after the game about Andy Reid having, you know, Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is a pretty special player out there. And Bruce Arians said, Andy's going to coach till he's 80. You know, like, I just think that's funny, because, I mean, why would Andy Reid go anywhere at this point? Like, he's got everything kind of made for him right now. I think it's great.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't want to discredit anything that Andy's doing. Like, I love watching the plays that he draws up. Like, I mean, it's so nice to watch. Like, everything's so smooth. But at the same time, he could be just – I mean, Andy Reid could completely lose his mind. Like, he could be, like, 95 years old in a wheelchair and just sitting on the sideline. Like, Bobby Bowden in his final days, listening to music on his headset, just watching his boy, Patrick Mahomes, ball out for another Super Bowl.
Crazy. Well, I'll tell you what, you put on automatic pilot with that guy for sure. It's crazy. Hey, so let's talk about quarterback situation here. Tua's nicked up again. So Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in and just keeps winning. What's your take on this quarterback thing going the rest of this year and the Dolphins? Oh, by the way, sitting there with a 7-4 record.
Yeah, it's tricky. You know what's funny about it? Like, going back, I know the still the big talk is about Tua and should Flores have benched him. And, yeah, in the moment, I was like, yeah, you know what? It's a different moment for the Dolphins. They're not doing it just to send a message to the locker room. They're doing it to try to win a game down the stretch in what feels like a potential year for the playoffs. So I got it. But then in retrospect, and it's not fair. I completely admit this is not fair for me to say. In retrospect, I was kind of like, man, they should have let Tua win or lose that game on his own. Because it almost feels like quarterbacks need to feel that. They need to feel either the sting of the loss or they could have a defining moment where they have that comeback. Like a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady. Like those guys had that moment, and it probably breeded more confidence. You know, maybe in that game, he's getting beat up pretty good, and it probably was a smart move. But I just feel like, in retrospect, I don't know. You know, I it's not fair, but I think I would have liked to see Tua finish that game.
Yeah, give the punch and take the punch.
And then we wouldn't even be
having
this conversation right now.
Yeah, give the punch and take the punch. Right, I gotcha.
Yeah. I think Flores is doing a nice job with the decisions he's making. I'm not trying to, like, you know, it's not fair for me to play Monday morning quarterback.
You know what, Jeff's not a perfect team, but, man, they're getting the most out of it, and this defense has just been crazy. A field goal kicker makes him from outside the stadium. He's making everything right now. It's it's been crazy.
It's huge. It's great.
Let me ask you about the other story out there, a guy that we both know, Adam Gase, and now this play calling thing. Like, Jeff, have you thought about calling him and going, What are you doing? Like, nobody cares who's calling plays. Like, he's out there right now, man. What the heck was that, Jeff?
It's just, I don't even know what he was doing there. Like, just don't lie. Like, it's uncomfortable. I don't know, man. It's just like, you got to get out of your own way sometimes. I don't think he knows how to, Jeff. He doesn't.
Right. No, like he finds himself in these traps all the time because he just can't spit the truth out. That's the difference.
I think so. I think sometimes, and he's such like a competitive guy that like sometimes I feel like what I would tell like any player, I always try to tell players this when I talk to them about like how to handle like the public or the media. A lot of times like a coach will start to spar with the media and say things because they're pissed off at the reporter. But I always tell players, you've got to look beyond the reporter and realize that you're not talking to the reporter. You're talking to the people behind the reporter. You're talking about the fans and the people who are watching what comes from the camera. And like, if you create that tension with the reporters, if you can just get past, like Tom Brady, before he goes into a press conference, he literally, when he was in New England, I don't know if he still does it, but he would take like 30 seconds and he would almost like meditate. And he would just, like, get out of his way, get the emotions out of his body, and go up there and just get through it, man. Like, just – you can't let the personal grudges with media and reporters create what ultimately winds up being your persona and your brand. And like, that felt like that to me. Like, just don't do that. Just be honest. Be like, you know what, guys, I got to go down with my ship and call my plays. You know, it's obviously things aren't going well. We can't figure it out when Dowell's calling plays. We can't figure it out when I am. I might as well be the head coach and go down with my ship. Say that. Just say it, because that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Yesterday he called it a competitive disadvantage to let people know who's calling the plays.
Yeah, where'd that come from? Help me out on that.
The reporter's like, we were watching Dowell the entire game. He wasn't doing anything.
Right.
By the way, can you imagine being Dowell at that moment?
No,
like, I wasn't doing anything? Come on.
No.
Oh man, he got caught. He got caught in a big one, man. Then he was like, "Oh, this is the way we do it, man. We work together." Like, stop it. Right.
He looked like a guy who just got like caught by his wife. Like, wait, you said you weren't at the bar? Well, what's this receipt in your pocket that says you're at the bar? That receipt. That was
forever.
That was my buddy's receipt. He gave it to me, and I had it in my pocket, and
You just keep digging, man. You just keep digging. We've been talking about this. We talked about it yesterday. We could have minimum of 7 new head coaches after this season.
Yeah.
It's incredible the amount of – we've got Lions, Falcons, and Texans already with interim head coaches. And then we got like Adam. Where are these guys going to come from? These coaches. Where do you find them?
Don't forget Chicago. I mean, Matt Nagy could be out. You got to think the Jags with Doug Marrone will be out.
Gone.
You got to figure Gase will be out. You know, what's that? So that's up to six. And then there's always a few surprises in there, right? So
That Chargers job's not real safe right now, is it?
That Chargers job? You know, Anthony Lynn's one of the guys, though. You could see him winding up with, like, in Atlanta or Jacksonville or something like that. Like, he's actually a pretty good coach. I think he'll be pretty good somewhere. You got Sala in San Francisco, defense coordinator there. Who's doing a really good job is I can't believe I'm blanking. The Titans offensive coordinator who's calling some really good plays for
done a nice job. Yeah. Hot name right now. Yeah. Hot name. Yeah. Let me ask you, are we going to have a bunch of college guys?
I can't even think of it right now.
That's all right. Well, you're thinking about Tannehill. You can't think about anything else but the Tanny Man.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Tanny Man, number 17.
About his numbers
By the way,
again?
If the playoffs started today, it's Dolphins and Tennessee.
That's so fun. I mean, you know what, though? Like, Tua against Ryan. But Ryan's playing, man. The Titans are playing just consistently good ball. Like, they got a really good thing going there right now. So, I honestly, you know, you put aside the storylines, I don't think that's, you know, forget that Ryan ever even plays for the Dolphins. I don't think that's a matchup you really want. Titans are one of the teams that I actually probably trust the most to win a game right now. Like, honestly, I might trust the Titans more than the Steelers. Not as much as the Chiefs, but, like, the Titans are just really kind of a team that down the stretch in those final moments, which I know is crazy to say, but they just feel like the team that figures it out in the end and finds a way to win.
Yeah, because no one wants to tackle Derrick Henry. That's the reason why at the end of those games.
He's a beast, man. It's a combination, right? It's Vrabel, what Vrabel's got going on.
Right.
I mean, Vrabel's just a beast of a coach. Just no nonsense. He gets the respect of his players. Don't you love – Vrabel had a quote about Ryan that I just thought, like, he said, I love him so much, and I love that I get to come to work every day and coach him. Like, that is, like, just music to every quarterback's ears.
Yeah,
just to hear your boss.
You're
like, everybody wants to hear their boss say things like that. And I think that's something that coaches probably diminish a little too much. Like,
Jeff,
make your quarterback feel confident.
I'll tell you one thing about Tanny, and we talk about this all the time. He has never said one bad thing about his time here. Not one. I got great respect because, listen, he took a lot of heat. There was a lot of stuff. He has never said one thing. He's taken the high road. It was a great experience. And let's move on to my 30s. I got a lot of respect in a day where everybody trashes everybody when they leave, right?
No, you're right. I think the thing that probably drives them the nuttiest is when people are like, man, what's different now? Why are you so much better with them than you were with us? Like, that's the only thing that probably drives him crazy. It's like,
just say better team. Just say better team.
He handles it. He's handled the whole thing. He was so good about that in Miami too. Like, he's a soldier, man. Tough soldier.
Ooh, boy, he
took a lot down here. Yeah,
he's getting the last laugh at the bank Tuesday.
I was texting Vrabel about that, after one of those games when he had said that comment that I mentioned. I was like, you know, that's really good to say to a quarterback. And he's like, dude, that guy is so tough. Like, the hits that he takes and just gets up. And I remember in Miami, I don't know if it was Gase or someone told me, like, you almost wish that, like Peyton used to hate getting hit. He used to hate it. Like, he didn't want to get hit. Ryan, like, sometimes you wish he'd just throw it away, but he just didn't care about getting just smacked that he'd hold onto the ball too long. Yeah. And it was like, he's so damn tough. I don't know. That guy's a tough dude, man.
Well, I got to tell you, man, having you on back here in South Florida every so often is just good, man. It's always good to get caught up with you, Jeff. We really appreciate you coming on, man. Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing on a cool day today?
You know what? I woke up early. I went to Home Depot. I'm working on a little project on my front porch. It's a real, I'm a little different these days, you know?
Life's pretty good.
Used to be hungover silence.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, those days are done.
Young over till about noon. Yeah, now I'm up and at it.
Now you're at Home Depot. Now you're at Home Depot at 7:05. I love you, Jeff. Yeah. That's the best.
That's to be honest, we get it. Maybe we'll have the time. Who knows?
Jeff, thank you, buddy.
See you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
That was Jeff Darlington from ESPN joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Hey, real quickly, I want to tell you about Choice Mortgage, man, and Mike Okotsie. I want you to hurry and get this done. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. Either you tried to deal with a bank and it took forever to get approved, or you got turned down and you're going, uh-oh, they're looking for the perfect people. Listen, fixed rate mortgages are in the twos and they're for everybody. And if your credit score is taking a little bit of a hit and you're still wondering, or you're just tired of waiting and waiting and waiting on a bank, why don't you just go to Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage? He's going to get you the lowest rates. He works 7 days a week. He's going to answer any of the questions. He can tell you how much you're going to save on your current rate to the rate you can get, and how much it'll save you every month, which is the most important question. Everybody wants to be able to save money. Listen, this guy's helping everybody. A lot of people want to buy for the first time. They've been renting. Hey, it's a great time. Money is cheap. It's a great time to deal with Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, who can answer all of your questions. He's been in business since 1994. He's all about great service. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. I always tell everybody, he's just hot right now. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage is hot. A lot of people deal with him. You like him because you know he works his butt off for you. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. That's a cell phone. You can call or text Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We've got more. You've heard this. Brian Baldinger, who works with NFL Network and does Baldy's Breakdowns. I had to have him on today. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock to talk about the offensive line for the Miami Dolphins. Look at it. They're up and down. There are times where they play real well and times where they don't. It's not just them. It's running back. It's a little bit of everybody. And so I just wanted to find out from Baldy. So he's going to join us coming up about 15 minutes from now. We'll talk to him and get his take on everything with the offensive line. And even with it's not a perfect team, as I always like to say, but it's sitting there at 7-4, and they're not going to apologize to anybody. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. If you'd like to join us this morning, we've been all over the place. Zach, what do we have coming in?
All right, this one says, this is stupid. Why are we worried about two of the Dolphins are winning games while teams like Denver just played a game with no quarterback? I don't care who plays quarterback in the future. I just want to win now. Fitzpatrick is the quarterback that's going to get the Dolphins to the playoffs. Worry about next year.
I had a woman I really respect that was playing tennis next to me, and she's a huge fan, and that was her take on, it's the coach's job to win games, so just play the best guy. I want to win. We don't go to the playoffs very much. If we got a chance to go to the playoffs, let's just go. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I get it. I do get it. And that's not wrong. I get it. Like, but boy, it sure be nice if we could do it and get Lefty a lot of playing time and get him comfortable and he can get some of those wins and feel like it. I thought what Jeff Darlington said was pretty interesting. Are we going to miss out on opportunity? And we just came up just short with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was marching us down for a tying touchdown. Would we have been better, even if we don't get close, just to keep two in there and give him a chance to be down 10 in the fourth? You know, it's always up for debate on that topic. But everybody's kind of all over the board. Like, listen, man, we're 7-4. We got a good chance to go 8-4. We got four left, man. Like, let's go for it with the best player. And I don't think the coach is going to think like that. I don't think. Anyway, what else you got?
Wants to win games. Someone texted, and I'm confused that the Ravens outbreak was caused, or he said he thought that it was caused by some assistant staff member. How come that guy didn't get fired?
Oh, they've got to investigate. NFL spent a lot of money on these corona investigations to see which teams have broken protocol. And they, and by the way, if you hide it, those guys get, I mean, I would love, we could all live on all the fines that have been given out on all the teams so far and individuals that have broken protocol, including all those Denver quarterbacks are all going to get fined. The team's going to get fined big money, even though there's still debating whether we should even play the damn game or not. But anyway, yeah, there's going to be some people that the league's going to be busy with these investigations, sending these guys out to all these teams.
Well, still weird that the Thanksgiving night game will be played tomorrow at 3:40 in the afternoon. 8 p.m. Thanksgiving game will be played.
Zach, you know what, man? They've had zero games canceled in
12
weeks.
I'm not mad.
They're sliding them. They're moving them. They want them to be competitive. It sounded to me like they're just pissed at Denver.
Right.
Except they just told, which is just, it was, look, the league's got to look and go, we can't do that again. Like, all right, we proved the point, but it was a bad look. And it wasn't, like, we didn't just make Denver pay for it. We made everybody else that loves football on a game. Denver probably doesn't win it with their quarterback, whichever one was going to play. But you got no shot with a friggin' practice squad wide receiver. None. Right.
Well, it's, someone texted in that the Broncos signed Kyle Schirmer already, the son of the offensive coordinator.
Who is that true? Quarterback.
He played college football at Vandy. He was an undrafted free agent signed by the Chiefs in 2019. He's now signed to the Broncos team.
You don't think every team in the NFL right now is discussing whether or not to hide a quarterback away from the other quarterback and still learn, but stay away, go throw on your own, stay on the far field, stay away, stay 200 yards away from all teammates, and we're going to get a guy super clean that you can throw the ball to.
That's the Josh McCown strategy, right? Guys sitting at home doing Zoom calls.
Right, just learn it, learn the system just in case you get the call.
I like this text, Joe, and I'm sure Hollywood will laugh at this one. Dolphins shouldn't be an 11-point favorite over any football team at any level. 11 points, a lot of points. I don't care who they're playing.
Well, we struggle to score points on our offense.
Exactly.
To start with. So that's a big spread. Like 11.5 is a lot of points.
Well, in fact, I feel so strongly, there's, you know, you can bet on it. Go ahead, put your money up.
He's just looking at the game. Not everybody has to bet. Okay.
But we do go by up the spread, Joe.
Well, point spreads, not everybody. I pay attention to point spreads, but I don't bet on games. I always say it's
that's
the only bad
cheap.
Habit
I
didn't
you,
have.
You don't think they're going to cover the spread, so you should bet, Joe. Same with the texter.
That's all I need to do is bet on a game and get caught.
Oh, man.
Is that frowned upon for you?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
Anyway, what else? What else you have?
Guys, stop talking about KC and Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game. It's going to be the Dolphins versus one of those teams. There we go. I like that. That'd be a nice end to the season.
Look, if they get in and they're going to play, obviously, if it's Tennessee. I mean, as soon as you told me right now if the season
today.
Was to end, Miami and Tennessee, first thing you do is, all right, defense, put your big boy pads on today. Put them a little thicker.
Right.
Because first thing we have to do, they are going to try to run all over us before they play action with Ryan. God, by the way, got a hell of a receiver on that team too. But yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, Steelers would get the bye. KC would play Indy, Tennessee Dolphins, and Buffalo and the Browns.
Hey, Zach, we're real close to going, by the way, to extra playoff teams too.
I think
there's a good chance that happens, and that means the top two seeds are going to have to play.
Yeah, Pittsburgh wouldn't get the bye. KC would be the two seed right now, and right now they wouldn't have a bye. And that would get Baltimore in the playoffs at this point. Baltimore's the team kind of on the outside looking in. They would be the eighth seed. Colts now the seventh seed, Dolphins sixth seed. They're both 7-4. So there you go right there. Let's see what else we got in here right now. Hollywood's definitely putting the whammy on the Dolphins.
Always does that. Mm-hmm. Always does it. Just win.
Why? Because I said last
week.
Win.
Yep.
You were afraid of the Jets, Joe. You realize that, right?
I said it was going
to
be.
Yeah, you saw a close game. They're going to have to do this.
I didn't realize
their offense.
All they
had to do was get off the bus. That's all they had to do.
You're such an idiot.
He's such an idiot. I know.
If the Dolphins make it to Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday, they're going to beat the Bengals.
You going to put your money where your mouth is and bet on the
If they play poorly, they'll probably still cover that spread.
All right.
The Jets game was close until Adam Gase decided to go for it on fourth down instead of getting the easy three and being only a touchdown down.
Well, they missed right before the half. The friggin' guy, what'd he miss? A 29-yard field goal,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Short. It was short.
Well, went to the right.
Yeah. Well, it was short yardage.
That's oh, yeah. I thought you meant short.
No. He didn't kick a 25-yard field goal.
You're talking about an elementary school game. Yeah. It came up a little short from 29.
Opposite of Jason Sanders. Jason Sanders kicks a 53-yard and goes 65. Another one says, you know why the O-line is struggling, guys? Solomon Kinley's been hurt.
Well, he has been. He tried to play through it, and he couldn't. But look at the other five guys have all played a lot of football. Hunt's played a lot. Jesse, I mean, we asked poor Jesse. Like, Jesse shows up every week and goes, where am I this week?
Yep.
Where am I this week? He goes, well, make sure you get a little work at every position, man, because you're the next guy up for everybody's. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. Brian Baldinger is going to join us. We're going to talk about the offensive line of the Miami Dolphins coming up here and get Baldy's take. He does Baldy's breakdowns on the offensive line. We'll talk to him, get his take on how long is this thing before we can finally get it together and should we be concerned? All that is coming up next. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, never looked better, never been better overall products from cars, trucks, and SUVs, and you get right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Moving out 2020, the 21's coming in, and I knew Chevy just couldn't help themselves. The new Tahoe and the new Suburban got a brand new look, and man, if you like the old Tahoes because you like a lot of space and those Suburbans, I know you're going to love the new look, man. They look fantastic. Smoking hot right now. Now, if you like a little smaller SUV, we just happen to have a couple of hotties. The new Traverse, midsize, spacious enough to accommodate the big family but doesn't compromise any of the style. And I don't know if you've seen the latest TV commercials on the Chevy Blazer. Just fun to drive. Just really, really fun to drive. And how about all those Silverado trucks? I probably should start with our trucks because they're so damn durable, strong, beautiful, and they make so many different styles. I know it's going to feel like you've had a truck custom designed just for your needs, man. That's how good those trucks are right now. Whether you need a little family, but you need a little work, they're all strong and ready for whatever you need. Silverado trucks, really hard to beat every day. Hey, listen, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got locations all over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!